Welcome to Zichu Daf Sim Mani 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 Ram Gold Aran. Today Maseches Baba Basra, Daf Samach Zayin, the fourth parak Hamochres Sabayas. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Hamochres Ochatzer Macher Batim Boros Shichi Ma'oros. One who sells a courtyard automatically sells the houses, pits, cisterns, and vaults in the Chatzer. Avalos Mataltim, but not the movable items there. If he said, I'm selling the chatzar and everything in it, then all metalton used exclusively the chatzar are included. Either way, a bathhouse or all press in the chatzar are not sold with it. Moliezer says, one who sells a chatzar sold nothing but its open areas. The Gemara discusses if they argue about the word darta or the word chatzar, and then explains the point of contention. A brisa teaches that shops which open into the chatzar are sold with it, but not shops which do not open into the chatzar, rather to the street. Shops which open into both are sold with it. This contradicts a brisa of Rabbi Chiya, which says such shops are not sold with the chatzar, and the Gemara answers that the first brisa's case is the Rov Tashmish Dayulagav, where most of its businesses is from inside the chatzar, and the second brisa is where most of its business is from the street. Point number two, Rav Nachman said, if one sold to another both a sand field and a riverbed, if the buyer made a kinyan chazak on the sand field, he has not yet acquired the riverbed or vice versa, even if they are adjacent to each other. Since they are distinct properties, a chazak on one does not acquire the other. The Gemara asks that Shmuel ruled otherwise, that if one sold 10 pieces of land in 10 provinces, once the buyer made a kinyan chazak in one of them, he acquires them all. The Gemara answers that there, the mass of earth is one, and all the acquired property serves one function, meaning producing crops, and can all be acquired with one chazaka. Here, the sand field and riverbed serve different purposes and cannot be acquired with one chazaka. In another version, Rav Nachman said a chazaka on one of these properties does acquire the other, despite their serving different functions. And pointing with you, the next Mishnah lists what is sold together with an olive press. The pool, which holds the olives, the crusher, the mortar where they are first crushed, and the maidens, the cedar poles, that support the beam which presses the olives, are sold with the olive press. However, he does not sell the pole, wheel, and beam, which are portable. If he said, I'm selling it and everything in it, these items are also sold. A brisa teaches that even so, he does not sell items which are not used exclusively with the olive press, such as cloth sacks. Eliezer says, a mocher is beis abad macher is a korah. One who sells an olive press automatically sells the beam. And he explains in a brisa, shelo nikra beis abad el al shem korah, for it's only called an olive press because of its beam. The next Mishnah teaches what is sold together with a bathhouse, which follows the same guidelines. So once again, the three points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Hamorches ochatzer macher batim boros shichin aros. One who sells a courtyard automatically sells the houses, pits, cisterns, and vaults in the chatzer, avolos mataltim, but not the movable items there. If he said, I'm selling the chatzer and everything in it, then all mataltim used exclusively the chatzer are included. Either way, a bathhouse or all press in the chatzer are not sold with it. Moliezer says, one who sells a chatzar sold nothing but its open areas. The Gemara discusses if they argue about the word darta or the word chatzar, and then explains the point of contention. A brisa teaches that shops which open into the chatzar are sold with it, but not shops which do not open into the chatzar, rather to the street. Shops which open into both are sold with it. This contradicts a brisa of Rabbi Chiya, which says such shops are not sold with the chatzar, and the Gemara answers that the first brisa's case is the Rov Tashmish Dayulagav, where most of its businesses is from inside the chatzar, and the second brisa is where most of its business is from the street. Point number two, Rav Nachman said, if one sold to another both a sand field and a riverbed, if the buyer made a kinyan chazak on the sand field, he has not yet acquired the riverbed or vice versa, even if they are adjacent to each other. Since they are distinct properties, a chazak on one does not acquire the other. The Gemara asks that Shmuel ruled otherwise, that if one sold 10 pieces of land in 10 provinces, once the buyer made a kinyan chazak in one of them, he acquires them all. The Gemara answers that there, the mass of earth is one, and all the acquired property serves one function, meaning producing crops, and can all be acquired with one chazaka. Here, the sand field and riverbed serve different purposes and cannot be acquired with one chazaka. In another version, Rav Nachman said a chazaka on one of these properties does acquire the other, despite their serving different functions. And pointing me to the next Michelin list, what is sold together with an olive press? The pool, which holds the olives, the crusher, the mortar where they are first crushed, and the maidens, the cedar poles that support the beam which presses the olives, are sold with the olive press. However, he does not sell the pole, wheel, and beam, which are portable. If he said, I'm selling it and everything in it, these items are also sold. Abraisa teaches that even so, he does not sell items which are not used exclusively with the olive press, such as cloth sacks. Eliezer says, a mocher is based on bud mocher's akora. One who sells an olive press automatically sells the beam. And he explains in Abraisa, shalon nikra base bud el al shum kora, for it's only called an olive press because of its beam. The next mission teaches what is sold together with a bathhouse, which follows the same guidelines. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Samach Zayin, and this siman was suggested to us by Richard Berry from Passaic, New Jersey, as well as by Shalom Fried from Woodmere, New York. They both suggested that Samach Zayin is a sizzling barbecue. So here goes. The man who bought a chutzner to host a grand family barbecue was disappointed that the portable sizzling grill was not included in the sale. And when he sent his son to make a kinyur chazak on the nearby sand field for the volleyball game, he wasn't also cone of the riverbed nearby, but was relieved that the seller of the olive press said he's selling it and everything in it, so at least they would have olive oil for their salad. Once again, some motion. The man who bought a chutzner to host a grand family barbecue, that must be more in daf Samach Zayin. Sizzling barbecue. The man who bought a chutzner to host a grand family barbecue was disappointed that the portable sizzling grill was not included in the sale, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, HaMoicher es haChatzer Macher Batim Boros Shichin Ma'aros. One who sells a courtyard automatically sells the houses, pits, cisterns, and vaults in the chutzner of a lowest metalton, but not the movable items there. If he said, Hu v'chol mosh v'socho, I'm selling the chutzner and everything in it, then all metalton used exclusively the chutzner are included. So the man who bought a chutzner to host a grand family barbecue was disappointed that the portable sizzling grill was not included in the sale. And when he sent his son to make a kinyan chazak on the nearby sand field for the volleyball game, he wasn't also kona the riverbed nearby, which reminds us, Rav Nachman said, Marchu al-chulsis matzula, if one sold to another, both a sand field and a riverbed, hichzik b'chulsis l'kan matzula, if the buyer made a kinyan chazaka on the sand field, he has not yet acquired the riverbed, or vice versa, even if they are adjacent to each other. Since there are distinct properties, a chazak on one does not acquire the other. So the man who bought a chutzner to host a grand family barbecue was disappointed the portable sizzling grill was not included in the sale. And when he sent his son to make a kinyan chazak on the nearby sand field for the volleyball game, he wasn't also kona the riverbed nearby, but was relieved that the seller of the olive press said he's selling it and everything in it, so at least they would have olive oil for their salad, which reminds us. The next Mishnah lists what is sold together with an olive press, the pool, which holds the olives, the crusher, which is the mortar where they are first crushed, and the maidens, which is the cedar poles which support the beam which presses the olives, are sold with the olive press. However, he does not sell the pole, wheel, and beam, which are portable. If he said, I'm selling hu v'chol mosh v'socho, it and everything in it, these items are also sold. So once again, the man who bought a chutzner to host a grand family barbecue was disappointed that the portable sizzling grill was not included in the sale. And when he sent his son to make a kinyan chazak on the nearby sand field for the volleyball game, he wasn't also kona the riverbed nearby, but was relieved that the seller of the olive press said he's selling it and everything in it, so at least they would have olive oil for their salad. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazara. Daf Samach Gimel. So the Simra Daf Samach Gimel is a segue. So here goes. The boy racing around on a segue. Segue? That must mean we're on Daf Samach Gimel. The boy racing around on a segue in a field of Levi sold his father on condition the Maisa Rishon is his, which reminds us, a Braisa teaches that if a Levi sells a field to a Yisrael and stipulates, a Menashe Maisa Rishon shall lead, the sale is with the condition that its Maisa Rishon is mine, then the Maisa Rishon is his. If he says the sale is with the condition the Maisa Rishon is mine and my children's after I die, then if he dies, the Yisrael gives the Maisa to his children. The Gemara wonders why this stipulation is effective. Ein adam makne davar shelo b'lo olam. But a person cannot transfer ownership of something that has yet come into existence. It answers that since he made the condition to keep the miser, which would normally be ineffective, we say he retained for himself the place of the miser, meaning ownership of the land for its future miser. Since the land exists, the condition is effective. So the boy racing around on a segue in a field of Levi sold his father on condition the Maisa Rishon is his, had to duck under the boards that were jutting off a roof the home seller kept for himself, with the words, Al-Menashe Hadyote El-Yona Shali, which reminds us, if one sells a house to his fellow and tells him, Al-Menashe Hadyote El-Yona Shali, the sale is with the condition that the upper story is mine, meaning the roof enclosed with a tent of a fence, then the upper story is his. Since this additional stipulation is unnecessary because a seller retains such a roof anyway, it's interpreted to retain additional rights. David says, Shimratza lohotzi bazizi motzi. It means that if the seller wants to project beams from the roof, he may, although it extends into the airspace of the chatzer, which the buyer now owns, because the seller retains rights in the chatzer to project beams into it. Rapapa has a different pshat. So the boy racing around on a Segway in a field of levy sold his father on condition. The Meiser Rishon is his, had to duck under the boards that were jutting off a roof the home seller kept for himself with the words Almanashi had Yote al Yonishali, and was heading directly towards a pit that was included in the sale with the words from the depth of the earth to the height of the sky, which reminds us. Rav Dimi from Nardaw said that if one sells a house, even if he wrote to include umka veruma, the depth and height of the house in the sale, he must write kanila chametahom ara va'adroma rakia, acquire for yourself in the depth of the earth to the height of the sky, if he wants to include the house's pit in the sale. Daf Samach Dalet, so the similar Daf Samach Dalet relates to Sod, secret, and we use a secret agent. So here goes. The secret agent, that must be more Daf Samach Dalet, Sod, secret. The secret agent who sold his house and had to purchase the right of way to get to a cistern to hide in while doing surveillance, which reminds us the Gemara brings a machlokes because if one needs to purchase a right of way when selling a house and retaining the pit. So the secret agent who sold his house and had to purchase the right of way to get to a cistern to hide in while doing surveillance was glad the cistern had such sturdily built walls, which reminds us the Mishnah taught that one who sells a house retains its bor, its pit, and dus, cistern. Rabina sat and asked, Hayinu bor, hayinu dus? A bor and a dus are the same. Since both are holes in the ground made to contain water, why did the Mishnah teach both? Rabbi Tosfos answered Rabina from a brisa, and the Rashbam explains that if the Mishnah had only taught that the seller retains the bor, one could think that a dus, which is a stone structure similar to the house, would be sold along with the house. If the Mishnah had only taught that a seller retains the dus, one could think that this is because it's independently significant being a stone structure, but a bor, which is only a hole dug in the ground, would be sold along with the house. Therefore, the Mishnah taught that the seller retains both. So the secret agent who sold this house and had to purchase the right of way to get to a cistern to hide in while doing surveillance was glad the cistern had such sturdily built walls and had a very good eye, not only for finding clues, but also for being generous while doing sales, which reminds us. The Gemara explains the machlokas if the seller must purchase a derech for his retained pit. Rav Akiva holds a mocher ba'ayin yafa mocher. A seller sells with a good eye, meaning generously and fully, and so is presumed not to have retained a derech for himself to access the pit without stipulating it. The Rabbanan hold mocher ba'ayin ra mocher. A seller sells with an evil eye, meaning grudgingly and minimally, and we assume he retained a derech to access the pit. Daf Samache, so the Simmer Daf Samache says sheep, and we often use a shepherd in the Simmon. So here goes. The two shepherd brothers shepherd, that must be one Daf Samache, says sheep. The two shepherd brothers who divided their father's estate and gave each other right of way through their property, which reminds us, Rav says the halacha falls the chamim, mocher ba'ein ra mocher. Shmuel says the halacha falls Rabbi Akiva that mocher ba'ein yafa mocher. Ravina asks Ravashi if they repeated the machlokas elsewhere because Shmuel said, ha'achin shechalku, regarding brothers who divided an estate, ain lahen l'derech ze al ze, they do not have a right of way in each other's property, nor other rights, such as for ladders, windows, and irrigation streams. Rav says, yesh lahen, the brothers do have all these rights. Apparently, they argue the brothers who sold the rights in each other's portions sell ba'ein yafa and do not retain a derech or ba'ein ra. So the two shepherd brothers who divided their father's estate and gave each other right of way through their property watched their third brother sell his house, which included anything fixed in place, such as the attached mortar, which reminds us the next Mishnah lists which accessories are sold together with a house. The Rashbam explains that the general principle is that anything permanently fixed in place is sold with a house. Anything movable is not. Similarly, a machteshes gvua, an attached mortar, is sold with the house, but not a movable mortar. If the seller says, "Hu v'kol mash masocho, I'm selling the house and everything in it," then all these items are sold. So the two shepherd brothers who divided their father's estate and gave each other right of way through their property watched their third brother sell his house, which included anything fixed in place, such as the attached mortar, and who was proudly showing the buyer the wood he placed in the ground and then hauled out to be a gutter to bring water to the mikveh, which reminds us, in a brisa it was taught, Sinu shechakku basov kvo, a water pipe which was hauled out and then attached to the ground, posels a mikveh. Water which flows through it disqualifies a mikveh because the pipe is considered a kli. Kvo basov chakku, if it was first attached to the ground and then hauled out, ain't a posels a mikveh. The water does not disqualify the mikveh because the pipe is considered part of the ground and the hollowing out is considered a mere ditch in the ground. Daf Samach Vav. So the simmer Daf Samach Vav relates to sewing, and we use a tailor for the simmon. So here goes. The tailor who just finished sewing, that must be more on Daf Samach Vav. The tailor who just finished sewing a picture of a beehive on a shirt with the word kakarka underneath, which reminds us, a Mishnah discusses a kaveres dvorim, a beehive which the Gemara assumes was attached to the ground. When Yazir says, Hari kakarka, it is halachically like land and can be acquired with money, a shtar, or chazaka. One may write a prusbol for a loan on its basis. The beehive, including its honey, is not susceptible to tumah while in its place. And one who breaks honey out of it on Shabbos is chayv to bring a chattas for katsira for reaping. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is based on a drush of Yitba Osal B'Yar's Hadvash, and he dipped it into the forest of honey, teaching Ma Yar Hatosh Me'ana B'Shabbos Chayv Chattas, just as with a forest. One who detaches something from it on Shabbos is Chayv for Chattas, so too with honey. One who breaks it off from the hive on Shabbos is Chayv for Chattas, even if it's not physically attached. So the tailor who just finished sewing a picture of a beehive on a shirt with the word kakarka underneath and planned to keep it on a metal baker board attached to the wall, which reminds Gemara brings a machlokas if a dafshel nachtomim, a baker's board, is susceptible to tumah and clarifies that the Mishnah is discussing a metal board. So the tailor who just finished sewing a picture of a beehive on a shirt with the word kakarka underneath and planned to keep it on a metal baker board attached to the wall was dismayed when it got wet from rainwater which bounced off a mill ring onto it and some nearby seeds on the floor, which reminds us, Gemara discusses whether rainwater that one wants to wash his attached mill ring is able to be makshir seeds. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do we have a machlokas if one needs to purchase a right of way when selling a house and retaining the pit? That's on daf. Samach Dalet. Good. Number two, which stuff do we have a machlokas if a daf shel nachtomim is susceptible to tumah? That's on daf. Samach Vav. Good. Number three, which stuff do we discuss what is included in the sale of an olive press? That's on daf. Samach Zayin. Good. Number four, which stuff do we learn that when one sells a house, the yetziya is not included? That's on daf. Samach Chav. Good. Number five, which stuff do you discuss when a tzinur, a water pipe attached to the ground, disqualifies a mikvah? That's on daf. Samach Hey. Good. Number six, which stuff do we learn metaltalin is not included in the sale of a chatzer? That's on daf. Samach Zayin. Good. Number seven, which stuff do you discuss the difference between saying I'm selling half that I own in the land versus half in the land that I own? That's on daf. Samach Beis. Good. Number eight, which stuff do you discuss if rainwater that one wanted to wash his attached mill ring is able to be makshir seeds? That's on daf. Samach Vav. Good. Number nine, which stuff do we learn if chazaka on a sand field does not acquire the adjacent riverbed? That's on daf. Samach Zayin. Good. Number ten, which stuff do you discuss a levi who sold a field stipulating to receive its maisa rishon? That's on daf. Samach Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.